Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. This is my series on how to be friends with money. If you're looking for a coach, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, I want to go back to something I brought up in my very first podcast in this series. I just want to keep touching base here. Do you hear something that I'm saying and it makes you feel a certain way, or it triggers something in you, or you're like, oh God, I do that, right? Don't use the show to make yourself feel bad. Don't use the show to make yourself feel shame or wrong or guilt, right? Just observe it, question it. Like, isn't that interesting? I kind of do that thing. I don't have to continue to do that thing because it probably doesn't serve me well if Amy's bringing it up. And I do want to be friends with money. So why don't I find a new way to be? That's it. Don't go into the story pot it's like a boiling hot pot. I see it all the time when people start looking at limiting beliefs. Oh, Amy, I can't believe I have that belief. So yeah, you have it. Get over it. Clean it up. Do the work around it. You might have to come back and heal it again. So the more you're resisting the fact that you have that belief or whining about the fact that you have the belief, and I say that to you with love. Believe me, there are tons of time where I'm whining about something, but did it lead me to getting what I want? No. So one thing in my older years I've gotten clear on is there's no reason to whine. Just deal with it. Okay. So question it. Know that you don't have to believe, think, feel, act that way. And then find a more empowering way to be, think, feel, speak, behave. Don't make yourself feel bad. Don't get into the pot, the boiling pot of, oh my God, I can't believe that I feel that way. I can't believe I'm still working on this issue. Who cares? Keep working on it, right? If it leads to you getting what you want, I think you want what you want more than you want to whine, more than you want to be in a scalding pot of grossness, right? I love you. All right, let's talk about the next one on how to be friends with money. How to be friends with money. You got to know the systems, the financial systems in your life. Know how they all work. Whether it's your bank account, your savings account, know the basics of it. Know how it works. If you're charged a fee, know what day the fee comes through. If there is a way to avoid the fee, know how to avoid the fee. Like if there is, know all the systems. From your retirement account, even if it's through your job, know how it all works. Know all the financial systems. Know the tax system as it relates to you. I'm not saying you need to go and deeply study taxes. No, but just know generally how they work. What's the percentage that you generally pay? And what tax bracket are you in? And because that knowledge, when you know the systems, you know how to use them for your greater good. The systems aren't controlling you. You are using the systems for what they were originally designed for, to make your life easier, right? Now, because I have a client that is, he's got his inner liberal, and I do too, where it's like down on corporations and banking systems, and they're taking advantage of people. Well, the way they take advantage of people most often is through our own ignorance. So just know it. You don't have to be like the expert, but know it as it relates to you. So know all the financial systems in your life. Know how you get paid. Know when that money hits your account. I see it with business owners too a lot. They just don't know about the way in which they're supposed to receive money. They don't have the systems in place so that people paying them can be easy. Like, make that your primary job. Know the financial systems in your life. Know your earning systems, from date to how it happens to fees associated with it, deposit dates. Know how much you're making, like know the systems, right? Know how many you have to sell and if there's fees associated with it, know that. Know your savings systems, like know about your savings account. Know, you know, if it's an interest generating account, know that. You know, again, I'm not telling you have to like know every single thing, right? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying just know enough so you feel good, right? Know enough so you feel good. And I think there's a couple of things, the approaches people take. They can take the perspective of, if I know I'm going to feel bad about myself because I'm not earning what I want to earn or saving what I want to save. Don't use knowledge to make you feel bad about yourself. If you are feeling bad, say, huh, well, that's interesting. I'm feeling bad about this. Is there a change I need to make? Or is there a shift in perception I need to make? Right? You can always decide just not to feel bad. There's no reason for me to feel bad. No, there's no reason for you to feel bad ever. So, but it happens and we do feel bad. You just shift out of it, right? You look at it clearly. You do your very best. You acknowledge why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Let those feelings move through you. If there's a shift or change you need to make, either in the way you think or in your behaviors or in your beliefs or in the way that you are kind of doing things, make the change. Who cares? You're feeling good matters. So know all the systems, know how they work. You don't have to be an expert. Just know enough as it relates to the life that you want to live. That's it. Because I don't think anybody wants to feel broke on any level. So do the things so that you don't have to ever feel that way. Believe that you don't have to feel that way. Think thoughts that you don't have to feel that way, you know? So know the financial systems in your life. Know how your business works, your job works, know how your banking systems work, know how your credit card works, know how your debt works. And again, you don't need to be a super duper expert and know the exact ways in which your credit score is calculated on Tuesday, you know, of the fifth moon. Like if you're into that, please be into it. But if you just need a basic knowledge so that you feel good and you know what you need to do to fulfill the desire of your heart in that particular area of your life, do that. Because I'm still all of this show that I'm talking to you, this, like these practices, this ways of being, it all roots back to truest desire. My goal is to always help you get what you want. These are the things that get in the way of you having what you want. Yeah. All right. So know the systems in your life. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter so I can send you 2 intuitive messages a week. Thank you for listening. I will see you on the next podcast.